朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天的题目
The topic for today
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
好吧，我们再回到刚才所读的马可福音第五章。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5.
我们刚才是从35节读起。
We started reading from verse 35.
其实这段经文应该从21节看起。
But actually, if you read the context, the whole story should start in verse 21.
这个管会堂的雅鲁，他12岁的宝贝女儿病重。
This synagogue ruler, Jairus, his precious daughter of 12 years old,is sick.
他当众俯伏在耶稣的脚前，再三地求耶稣医他所宝贝的女儿。
He prostrated himself before Jesus, and he pleaded with Jesus to go heal his daughter.
圣经告诉我们说，当耶稣要往他家里面去走的时候
，And Scripture told us that as Jesus was walking with him to his home,
突然半路杀出一个程咬金出来。
Suddenly, a side event took place.
有一个患血漏病的这个女人。要求耶稣特别医治她。
There was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
她的方法很特别。
This is a strange event.
她不敢也不愿意公开她的需要。
She did not want to make public her need.
她就夹在群众的当中。
So she's blended herself into the crowd.
她有一个很强烈的信心。
She had a strong faith.
她说我只要摸耶稣的衣服。
She believed that if I could touch his clothes,
他说我的病就能够得到医治。
I would be healed.
感谢主，果然得了医治。
And praise God, she was healed.
好像因着这一件事情
，But because of this,
耽搁了耶稣的行程。
Jesus' timing was destroyed.
好像因着这个妇人
，Because of this woman,
这个女儿十二岁的小孩子，来不及医治就离开这个世界。
This little girl passed away.
我们一直就是这样想。
And this is how we might react.
所以我们会怪这个十二年血漏的这个女人，这个坏的事情。
So we may try to place the blame on this woman.
但是这几天我在准备的时候
，But as I was preparing this message,
我很认真的在把这段圣经看了一下。
I place special attention into this passage.
我特别把第30节到34节好好的看了一下。
I pay much attention to verses 30 to 34.
我把30节到34节发生的事情用时间记一下，到底他浪费了多少耶稣的时间。
I try to estimate how much time was delayed in this event.
我想每一次我们读到这一段圣经
，I'm sure every time when we read this passage,
我们一定怪这个血漏的病这个女人。
We may try to blame this woman.
如果不是她。
If it was not her,
如果不是因为她从中间突然跑这个出现
，If she did not appear,
这个女孩就不会死
，Then this little girl will not pass.
那么耶稣就可以医治她
，Then Jesus could heal her.
那么耶稣现在这个小女儿已经死了
，But now the little girl is dead.
罪魁就是这一个女人
，It's all because of this woman.
但是当我把30节和34节去计算时间的时候。
But when I try to put a time span on verse 30 to 34,
我们注意一下30节，耶稣突然觉得有能力从身上出去。
Verse 30 says, at once Jesus realized power had gone out.
他就停下来了。
He stopped.
从停下来开始。
From this point on,
如果大家计时的话
，If you try to time this event,
我这几天计了好几次。
I tried this several different times.
从他停下来
，From the point that he stopped,
回过头来。
Turned around,
要找这个这个女人
，and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
然后呢，耶稣就跟他讲说，女儿，你的信救了你。
And then Jesus found the woman and said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you."
平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
你的灾病痊愈了。
And be freed from your suffering.
我怎么算这个时间都不会超过一分钟。
No matter how I try to time this, it could not have lasted more than a minute.
到了35节。
In verse 35,
雅鲁家里面有人过来。
Some men came from the house of Jairus.
请注意，耶稣不是到了耶鲁的家。
Please pay attention. Jesus have not arrived.
那么耶路家里面有人来，到底他走了多久，我们不知道。
We do not know how long it has been since these men came.
如果他走了五分钟
，Let's say they walked for 5 minutes.
那么这个女儿已经死了五分钟，起码。
That means the little girl has died for 5 minutes.
所以你把这个时间怎么样去算
？So no matter how you calculate the time,
你发现这个女人不需要负任何的责任。
You will find that this woman was not responsible.
我们发现这件事情有耶稣基督他特别的美意在里面。
You will discover that there is a wonderful will of Jesus in this event.
如果说这是一件事情被耽误的话
，If you say this was a delay,
我们说是这个女人耽误，不如说是耶稣耽误了这件事情。
If you say it was the delay of the woman, you might as well say it was Jesus' delay.
因为耶稣知道，他就是那个时候开始出发，他没有这件事情耽误，那个小女儿也已经死了。
Because Jesus knew, even if this event did not take place, by the time he arrived, the little girl would have been dead.
所以耶稣知道他是要到这一件事上显出他能够使死人复活的这样的一个大能。
So Jesus knew that this event called for a demonstration of his power of resurrection.
刚才我们所读的这一段圣经里面
，In this passage that we just read,
耶稣说了三句话。
Jesus said three sentences.
36节、39节、41节，他共说了三句话。
36, 39, and 41.
今天早上我们只看第一句话，就是36节。
We will only look into the first sentence in verse 36.
这句话可以说在这段圣经里面最重要，也是这句话扭转整个乾坤的一句话。
I feel that this is the most important sentence, and it is the turning point of the whole story.
非常简单，两句，不要怕。只要信。
Very simply, don't be afraid, just believe.
当我看到这两句话的时候
，When I see these words,
我就问我自己
，I ask myself.
当耶稣对着雅鲁说不要怕的时候
，When Jesus spoke these words to Jairus,
请问雅鲁那个时候怕什么
？What was Jairus afraid of?
事实上
，In fact,
当雅鲁当众向耶稣下拜的时候
，When Jairus was pleading with Jesus,
他已经克服了他的惧怕。
He has overcome his fear.
一个堂堂正正的一个管会堂的一个有地位有身份的人。
He is a man of high position.
当众向着一个木匠伏在他的面前。
Prostrating himself before a carpenter.
他自己是个有身份而且是个宗教的领袖。
He is a man of high position, secularly as well as religiously.
尤其那个时候的宗教领袖都对耶稣有非常强烈的敌视。
At that time, the religious leaders already are going against Jesus.
他想尽各种方法要把耶稣除掉。
They are already thinking of ways to do away with Jesus.
在那个时候他当众跪在耶稣的面前。
But he appeared before the public and bowed down before Jesus.
好，把面子的问题放下。
He put down his pride.
把所有的惧怕都已经放下。
He has put away his fear.
为什么他能够那么大胆、抛头露面的做这件不容易做到的事情
？What made him do such a thing?
我们知道一件事。
We know.
爱能够除去惧怕。
Because love can take away fear.
约翰一书告诉我们。
This was also confirmed in 1 John.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除掉。
When love is perfect, it will do away with fear.
今天有许许多多的人
，There are many today
在爱的里面克服这个惧怕
，have overcome fear through love.
我在英文崇拜曾经讲过一个见证
，I have shared in the English worship a testimony.
我一个好朋友在台湾
，was a good friend of mine in Taiwan.
他的母亲没有受过任何的教育。
His mother was not educated.
当这位弟兄结婚的时候
，But when this brother was married,
这个媳妇就是这个弟兄的太太，常常觉得跟她的婆婆出去是一个很丢脸的事情。
His wife found that it was a shameful thing to go out with her mother-in-law.
因为每一次这个老太太出去
，Because every time they go out,
因为她没有受过什么学问
，Because the elderly was not educated.
从乡下出来
，came out from the rural
area. 到了大城市。
Now in the city,
做了很多很多反常的事情
did a lot of embarrassing things.
譬如说，最近在台北这几年有 McDonald's.
Perhaps we can give an example. There are McDonald's in Taiwan.
每一次这个弟兄和他的太太带着这个老太太去 McDonald's 吃饭
Every time when this brother and his wife bring the mother along,
他要走的时候
when they were about to go,
把所有的杯杯盘盘纸纸叠叠所有东西通通包起来，然后带回家。
She would wrap all the cups and the plates and the forks, utensils, wrap them up to bring them home.
所以姐妹觉得非常的丢脸。
So the daughter-in-law felt that this was very embarrassing.
所以她能够不跟她的婆婆出门，就不跟她的婆婆出门。
So she tried to avoid going out with her.
尤其到外面去。
Especially to a public event.
她的婆婆喂她的小儿子吃饭的那个景色，她是特别没有办法忍受。
Especially, she felt very bad about the grandmother feeding the grandson.
他们老一辈的人怎么喂他的儿子呢？
How do they do it?
把那个很烫的东西用瓢羹舀起来。
Perhaps it was something very hot. They will spoon it out.
先放在他的嘴巴里面含两三秒钟，然后才喂给他的儿子。
They would put it in their mouth for 2 to 3 seconds, and then transfer it to the grandchild's mouth.
这个姐妹简直没有办法忍受这样的事情。
The sister find it very difficult to accept this.
所以当然，他们婆媳之间的关系非常的恶劣。
So it created a tremendous tension between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
这件事情每一次他们告诉我
，Every time when they share this with me,
都要找一个公道。
They want to find some ruling.
那么这个弟兄就跟我找公道，那个姐妹也要我讲一些公道的话。
The brother asked me to put some words of judgment, and the wife also wanted me to say what is right.
那么他每一次跟他母亲出去
，So every time when they go out，
他一点不在意
，He did not mind。
为什么
？Why？
因为他的爱在那里
，Because he loved his mother。
那个爱克服了惧怕
，Because of love， fear was conquered。
那么这个地方耶稣说不要怕，那到底雅鲁在怕什么呢
？But what was Jairus？Afraid of.
他已经把那样大的难处都已经克服了。
He has overcome so many hurdles already.
那到底在这里他怕什么
？So what is he afraid of?
惧怕，我常常说是人与生俱来的一样东西。
I've always said that fear comes with our birth.
这是一个与生俱来的一种心理状况。
It is a psychological behavior.
从小我们就怕黑、怕鬼、怕死。
Ever since we were young, we're afraid of different things.
那么长大了以后，看见一个女孩子很喜欢，又怕追不上她。
Perhaps we are fear of rejection.
每一次考试又怕考不去。
Perhaps we're afraid that we will not pass our exam.
每一次做一件事情怕失败。
We're afraid of failure.
我们这些怕，如果归纳出来的话
，But if we try to look at it in principle,
大概我们怕两件事情。
We're only afraid of two kinds of things.
我们怕还没有发生在我们面前的事情的许多的未知的那些因素。
We're afraid of the unknown.
我们怕我们能力之不逮，我们没有办法能力达到的那些事情。
We're afraid of things that exceeds our ability.
不管我们的眼力多好，我们的眼睛 eyesight 多好。
No matter how good our eyesight,
我们只能够看到前面，却没有办法看到转弯以后的事情。
We can only see straight ahead, we cannot see around the corner.
所以在人生的体验当中
，So in our everyday experience,
我们都活在某一种形态的惧怕里面。
We are living under different levels of fear.
那么再说，到底雅鲁那个时候他在怕什么？
So we want the answer to the question, what was Jairus afraid of?
中文在这里告诉我们说，不要怕，只要信。
Says, do not be afraid, just believe.
Do not be afraid, just to believe. 但是在原文的圣经，我看它的文法有一点跟中英翻译的不太一样。
But when I look into the original grammar, it was slightly different from the Chinese and the English.
如果我们看这个希腊文的直译。
If we looked at the grammatical structure in Greek,
我们就了解到底雅鲁在怕什么。
Then we can understand what was Jairus afraid of.
这句话直译怎么翻译呢
？How should we translate this?
Be not afraid. Go on believing. 不要害怕，你要继续的相信下去。
The proper way to translate it perhaps is be not afraid. Continue to believe.
对雅鲁来说
，For Jairus.
当时他不是没有信心
，It's not that he did not believe，
而是没有那个持续的信心。
But perhaps he was lacking this continuous faith。
我相信对我们大部分的基督徒来讲
，I think to the majority of Christians，
这也是我们的写照，也是我们的光景。
This is how we would react also.
我们不是没有信心。
It's not that we do not have
faith. 我们的软弱是什么呢？
But what was our weakness?
我们没有办法让这个信心能够持续下去。
We cannot continue in our faith.
我们因为信心才入门的。
We enter into Christianity through faith.
我们因为信心而成为基督徒的。
Through our faith, we became Christian.
但是我们看见有许许多多人好像第一世纪的底马一样。
But then so many of us are like the Demas of the first century.
起先走得很好。
We started off well.
开始得非常的好。
We had a good beginning.
但是我们不能持续下去。
But we cannot continue.
我们有信心。
Yes, we have faith.
但是我们没有那个持续的信心。
But we do not have continuous.
那么为什么我们的信心会中断呢？
But why is our faith discontinuous?
在雅鲁的身上我们看见很明显的一个例子。
In Jairus, we see this clear example.
因着信心他来到耶稣面前。
Through faith, he came to Jesus.
因着信心他不怕他的同事对他的耻笑。
Because of faith, he was able to overcome the jeering of his friends.
因着信心他甚至不怕他的同事对他的敌视。
Because of his faith, he was able to overcome the rejection of his colleagues.
他相信耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
当众俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
He prostrated himself before Jesus, before the public.
但是现在
But now,
他的女儿死了。
His daughter died.
他为着他病重的女儿到耶稣面前来。
Because of his daughter's illness,
但是他的女儿现在死了。
But now his daughter is dead.
环境改变了。
The circumstances have changed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当环境改变的时候
When circumstances change.
也是我们信心受考验的时候。
That's the time when our faith gets tested.
当环境改变的时候
When the surroundings change.
也是我们的信心能不能够持续下去的一个考验的时候。
It's a test to see whether our faith can be continuous.
有人常常问我
Some have asked me.
他说李牧师
Pastor Lee.
当我在很平安稳妥的情形之下突然之间变成不平安我容易失去信心呢还是我在病痛患难的里面有平安那个信心比较容易保存
What kind of faith is easier to keep? The faith that will take me from peace to calamity or the other way around?
我的答案是什么
What was my answer?
这两个都不容易
So both are not easy
每一次环境的转变都是我们信心考验的一个机会
Every time when our surroundings change that is a test of our faith
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。